What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of the Speak Your Success podcast. I'm Jonathan Jones, and this is a Speak Your Success media production. But let's go ahead and dive into the episode. So I wanted to talk a little bit just about success, right? And talk about what does success really mean for you? And I was thinking about this and actually reminded of this because I was talking with my brother yesterday, and we began to talk about some people that we're connected with and just began to talk about how some people are in a state and in a position of trying to make up for lost time, right? Trying to make up for regret, right? And we were just having these conversations based on, you know, what people have shared with us, but it wasn't, you know, to where we were trying to dog anybody out. But we were talking about, just like it says in the Bible, our people perish for a lack of their knowledge, right? So if we learn from other people where there are areas that they specifically would want to change, want to improve, are working to improve currently, and they may be further along in marriage, maybe further along in parenting, maybe further along in business, maybe further along in life, then the question now becomes, if they're sharing this information, this insight with us, if we don't apply what they're sharing, then we're going to be in the same spot, if not worse, right? So I want to talk about this topic because if I'm not careful, I can find myself comparing my successes or my accomplishments to other people that are around me by way of social media, right? Social media, the gift and the curse of social media. However, what I began to think about through this conversation was, where is my bar for success? What does that specifically look like for Jonathan Jones, right? Because at one point, success for me would have been just starting a business. At another point, success for me would have been getting paid to share about my own experience, about my own life, about just a few of the things that I've been able to accomplish. However, when I would begin to see other people who are doing, quote unquote, better than me or have been able to accomplish more than me that I'm connected with and that I know, then the question then becomes, well, those things that were once a goal, once a dream, once an aspiration, I achieved them on my list, but comparing them to somebody else's list, now I'm saying I need to do more. Right? I need to grow more. I need to, you know, spend more time here or there. So the question I want to ask you is this, and I'm going to get to it in just one second. But I want to make sure that you know, like, if you've been rocking with the show and you're like, John, it's cool, you got a podcast. I've been wanting a podcast. Never thought about doing one until now. And I want to, you know, be able to expand my brand and be able to expand my marketing skills through podcasting, be able to generate revenue by leveraging a podcast. Well, I want to let you know that you can click the link down below in the show notes. You can go to getpaidwithpodcasting.com, where this is the only free training to where I'm going to coach you, and I'm going to show you exactly how you can start a podcast, show you how to integrate it into your business, and then show you how you can make revenue from it. Okay? So go to getpaidwithpodcasting.com. The question I want to ask you is this, okay? When was the last time that you really focused and honed in on what success looks like for you? Right? Not your parents, not your siblings, not your relatives, not your friends, not significant other. What does success look like for you? And then the next question becomes, have I applied the effort, the ability, and the finances toward achieving that goal? Because if success for you once was getting the high school diploma and then you got it, hey, praise God, glad we able to graduate. But then you now get a hunger for something else, like, okay, what's next, right? So I want you to define what success means for you. right? Is it you building a company? Is it you starting a t-shirt line? Is it you writing a book? And then when you begin to identify what success looks like for you, then I want you to strive towards it using your God-given energy and strength and potential and ability to get it. Right? And so we can hold you accountable. Go ahead and mention us on your story. Mention us on IG at Speak Your Success Podcast. That's the handle. Right? We would love to repost you and help hold you accountable in achieving this level of success. Because when we talk about speaking our success, the key word in that is our, okay? Or when I say speak your success, you're speaking what you desire for your life, not what somebody else desires for your life, but it's about what you desire, what you want, what you're striving towards, okay? So understanding that, this is Jonathan Jones. This has been another episode of Speak Your Success. And of course, you all know this is a Speak Your Success Media production. And if you've been following, been rocking, and want to know more about what we do, be sure to connect with us on IG at Speak Your Success Media. Okay? Looking forward to seeing you until next time. Until then, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you? And why should you live any other way?